Blog Talk Radio.
What's Gucci? We are in the building. Welcome to my world of green. This is Green Leaf Network News. We about to do it now, man. Happy Friday.
That's the way it was. You was good on the low for a faded fuss. On some faded love. Shit, what the fuck you complaining for? Feeling dead enough. Used to trip off that shit I was kicking to you. Had some fun on the run, though I'll give it to you for baby. Don't get it twisted. You was just another nigga on the hill list. Tryna fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Fuck your white horse and a carriage. That you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need know you hate to come back. But baby, who you cheating me? Fuck your white horse and the carriage that you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need me.
Cousin Daz and you fucking my hoe. Yo, I uncock my shit. I'm hard broke, but I'm still low. Man, fuck a bitch.
Bitches ain't shit, but hoes and tricks. Licks on these nuts and sucks their dick. Get the fuck out if they got stuff. Then I hop in my bitch to make a quick run. Bitches ain't shit, but hoes and tricks. Licks on these nuts and sucks their dick. Get the fuck out if they got stuff. Then I hop in my bitch to make a quick run.
Bitches ain't shit.
Bitches ain't shit. Big sight. New tank. Hook up. Big shirt. Y'all know how this shit go. You know.
All eyes on me.
Buffalo G. Roll up in the club.
That right.
Shit.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what?
I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many player hating niggas trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, all you steal down, nigga, holler when you see me. And let these devils be sorry for the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan of niggas every time we ride. Hitting motherfuckers up when we pass by. Until I die, live the life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm high, fuck with me and be boss later. The future's in my eyes. Cause all I want is cash and things. I five double low, Benz smoking flashy brain. Bitches pursue me like a dream. Been known to disappear before your eyes. It seems my main thing was to be major pay. The game sharper than the motherfucking razor blade. Save money, bring bitches, bitches bring lies. One nigga's getting jealous, the motherfuckers die. Depend on me like the first and 15. They might hold me for a second, but before won't get me. We got four niggas and low riders and ski masks screaming thug like. Every time they pass, all eyes on me. Little like a thug nigga, until the day I die. Little like a lost place.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me, little life of a thug nigga, till the day I die, little life of a boss player, cause even getting high.
Hey, to my nigga Pac. So much trouble in the world, nigga. Can't nobody feel your pain. The world's changing every day, time's moving fast. My girl said I need a race, how long will she last? I'm caught between my woman and my pistol and my chest. Triple beam, got some smokers on, whistle as a dip. I'm lost in the land with no plan, living life flawless. Crime boss, contraband, let me toss this. Mediocre's got a lot of nerve, let my bucket swerve. I'm taking off from the curve. The nervousness, neglect, made me pack a tech. Devoted to serving this, my wet and paycheck. Like a kite satellite, nigga, I'm forever balling. It ain't right, parasites, triggers, and fleas crawling. Sucker ducking, get busted, no emotion. My devotion is out of my business, nigga, and keep on coasting. Where you going? I've been there, came back, it's lonely, homie. Said he flown against the grain, nigga, still don't know me. It's about the money and this rap shit, this crap shit. It ain't funny, niggas don't even know how to act shit. What can I do? What can I say? Is there another way? Plus this shit all day, 24 parlay. My little homie G, can't you see I'm Busta Free? Niggas can't stand me, all eyes on me.
Live the life of the thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live the life of the boss play.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me.
Live the life of the thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live the life of the boss play.
All eyes on me.
The fans just watch it. Plotting to get me, will I survive, will I die? Come on, let's picture the possibility, giving me charges. Lawyers making a grip, I told the judge I was way small. And that's why I blaze shit, was hyper as a kid. Old as a teenager, on my mobile calling big shots. On a teenager, packing hundreds in my drawers. Fuck the law, bitch, bitches. I fuck with a passion, I'm living rough and raw. Catching cases at a fast rate, falling in the fast lane. Hustle till the morning, never stop until the cash came. Live my life as a thug, nigga, till the day I die. Live my life as a boss player, cause even getting high. These niggas got me tossing shit, I put the top down. Now it's time to floss my shit. Keep your head up, nigga, make these motherfuckers suffer. Up in the bins, burning rubber. The money is mandatory, the hoes is for the stress. This criminal lifestyle, equipped with the bulletproof vest. Make sure your eyes is on the meal ticket. Get your money, motherfucker, let's get rich and real. Kick it, all eyes on me.
Live the life of the thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live the life of the boss player.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
Live the life of the thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live the life of the boss player.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
Pay attention, my nigga. See how that shit go? Nigga walk up in this motherfucker. He be like, ding.
God, like a thug, nigga. Till the day I die. Them like a bitch. Cause even getting hot.
Every motherfucking mother. I got busted souls and police watching, nigga, you know?
Live my life as a thug, nigga, till the day I die. Live my life as a boss player.
All eyes on me. It's like what they think, I'm walking around with some keys in my pocket.
All eyes on me.
They think I'm going back to jail. They really on that dope.
Live my life as a thug, nigga, till the day I die.
I know y'all watching. I know y'all got me in the scope. I know y'all know this is thug life, baby. Got me on the spelling, so.
All eyes on me.
But I'm knowing.
What's Gucci, y'all? You already. It's the Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood, in the building. Welcome to my world, Green. I appreciate having you here with me. Tonight is Green Leaf Network News, in which case we speak on celebrities, what they got going on. See, I figure all week, we try to mix it up, and we got a lot of different things going on, and we speak about what we deal with as independent artists and what our lives reflect. And so why not get in these niggas shit see what they got popping on for real. So before I go into, I got a couple good stories for you guys. So tonight, we're going to be speaking on a couple of things. Definitely going to be speaking on Trey Songz and Jacquees. We're going to be speaking on Kanye West. I'm going to just go ahead and tell you, I'm not going to do that to y'all because I know for the people who know me and what I, some of my inner circle know, I'm not going to do that to y'all. Yes, he is. I told y'all. You didn't fucking believe me. For your non-believing asses, you ain't believe me. I told y'all Tupac was alive, and y'all won't believe me, and I could prove it, and y'all won't believe me. That's not tonight. That's not tonight. So next Friday, we doing Tupac is alive, and that's only because I'm waiting on some finalizing information, and I'll be able to do that show. And then we almost at the end of season two, and they like, girl, how does season end? And we do, it's 10 shows a season. So it's amazing to me that I feel like I just started. We already did 20 shows. We get ready to already do 20 shows. So we probably will get, I don't know if Tupac is alive. It should be in season two. Yeah, we got some room. I think we got two more slots. And then the next Friday after that is going to be the takedown of Oprah. Don't miss it. Please don't. I don't like that. What? Yes. Yes. And I don't know if I'm doing, I'm giving that some time because I'm waiting on a couple things. You got to go, sister. Sorry to all you Oprah fans, but listen, I live on the Lord's land, on his earth. Devils are not allowed. So next Friday is going to be Tupac is Alive. That's next Friday. And then the Friday after that is going to be the takedown of Oprah. So if you have any information that you'd like to send to me in regards of those two topics, please send it to me. The number to call into the station is 515-605-9329. As far as sending me information, you can send it to greenleafeverything@gmail.com. You can also send it to go. Greenleaf everything at yahoo.com. Yahoo is the one that I am really trying to switch over to from Gmail. And no disrespect to Gmail. I have a problem with Gmail. For those like, why are you listening? I don't have a problem with Gmail, but this is, let me just give you this this knowledge real quick. This is an independent station, and I am trying to further us as far as we can. So look, every time or chance I get a minute to drop some independent knowledge, they would do so. Yahoo gives you a free certain amount of storage space. I don't want to quote it because they've just extended it. But when you're an independent artist, storage space is very important, and Gmail doesn't really do that. They just give you what they give you. Yahoo makes sure that you have enough storage space for your music, your photos, your videos, things of that nature. And since I have you guys sending the stuff in to me, I want to make sure I get the best quality. I want to make sure you're giving me, you know, the best quality. So that's why we're doing that. So if you feel more comfortable with the Gmail, some people, you know, don't understand why it's Yahoo, that's why. If you feel more comfortable with Greenleaf Everything at Gmail, then, you know, you can send it to there. And another piece of information, I've gotten information that the Gmail accounts are often, they populate in the black web. And for those who don't know what the black web is, that's for, like, hackers, people who steal your information and stuff like that. And I found out that when you do things that are in, you know, they consider this, sometimes when you do the type of business that I'm in and you send emails constantly, they consider it sort of a spam situation. Me personally, I'm not sending an email unless I have permission, so that's not spam. Spam is email that comes to you without permission. And so, you know, they kind of throw a red flag up like, hey, okay, this could possibly be spam, and then it goes into a whole different other line of things that causes your information to get, you know, jammed up. So I decided I wanted to see what the difference was. I normally use Yahoo, but not really for my music and stuff like that. So I'm doing this for the benefit of all of us. Know that. Before I go back into the music, who else am I going to be talking about? Monique, well, shout out to Monique. I want to just give her a quick shout out. Shout out to Monique. She actually has been invited to be added to the Cat Williams new tour. And hanging with Mr. Cooper, he also, because his name was coming up in the news in regards to him and Steve Harvey, he felt like Steve Harvey had. And so, you know what? At my last weekend, I'm going to do it about Steve Harvey. Let me just put that down, because I got some tea on that too. So that'll be the last one, Steve Harvey. Yeah. So it'll be Tupac is Alive, Take Down Oprah, and then Steve Harvey, What the Fuck. That's what. So you got the last three shows. All right, so back to Monique. Yeah, so she's going to be on his tour along with hanging with Mr. Cooper. And that should be really good. He's going to be adding a couple of more people, so I understand. So I will keep you guys updated as I'm updated. I will bring that to light. That's what's up. I definitely would love to see Trey Songz, I'm sorry. I'm so dying to get to his story. Cat Williams on a new tour. That's what's up. And season three, y'all making me do this. Shout out to everybody who's hitting me up in the back. I'll do that because that's going to be the last three shows. So they're saying, what about Cat Williams? This season, so we'll do season three. First show will be Cat Williams. Because by that time, I'll have all the updates. Thank you guys for showing so much love. I see everybody. I'm trying to get everybody everything you need. So we'll do Cat Williams. And then by that time, because he's actually going on tour and he's going to have new material and things like that, so we can see, we'll be able to kind of dissect what he actually says So that'd be good. So we'll do that. That'll be the first Greenleaf News of season 3 will be Cat Williams. Yep. Okay. So now with that being said, tonight, like as you can tell, it's going to be celebrity news. So we go through a lot of stuff. And I was just really going to do the Trey Songz, information, because it's good enough. I was going to just do that until I got hit with, hey. Hold the freak up. But how Dr. Dre, wait, let me get all my information. But how Dr. Dre, Eminem, and Snoop Dogg got arrested. It's currently arrested. Dr. Dre, Eminem, Snoop Dogg, currently arrested. I was like, nah, that can't be true. But I just got, what? And the reason, are you out of your freaking mind? No way. Don't move, we be back. Wow. I freaking love my job. Shout out to everybody who showed love for my new songs. Don't worry, because I'm going to have a Dutch reset. So you'll be able to get all the new songs. They'll be available on Spotify. I also have my own, what do you call that? My own app. So you'll be able to go to my own app. We have more shows. We have FM. We have 24 Hour. We'll be on Patreon. It's a lot going on. So bear with me. I will get there. I promise. I pray you guys stay with me till I do. We'll be right back. Greenleaf, everything. Wow, Dre, really?
You can see who's in it. Oh, if you're talking about sex, girl, you know that I've been at that. And I'm on to the next. That's unless you bring a friend who with it. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you mad that I came to the party? Like, no. Took your girl to the club and now she gone. Now she asking me when I'm taking her home. I told her, let's go. Long as you know, cause I know when we get along, that I'm touching you tonight. I'm loving you tonight.
Wait, no.
I'm fucking you, girl. You must be used to spending, putting in that time. Touching, loving, fucking, can't make up my mind. Picture while I'm deep up in it. Oh, and if they living right next, then I bet they know my name in a minute. Let me feel your body sweat. I promise I'll keep your body dripping. Oh, I'm sorry. Niggas mad cause I can't see the body. Like no. Took your girl to the club and now she gone. Now she asking me when I'm taking her home. I told her let's go. Long as you know, cause I know when we get along, that I'm touching you tonight.
never love him or cuff him. And when we done, I'ma duck him. He Ferragamo, the buckle. He Louis B on the duffel. The pussy wetter than puddles. I ride his dick like a shuttle. I said, real niggas let real bitches come first. And real bitches been bad bitches from birth. Kiss him when he coming. Make me more money last year than Mr. Drummond.
Get out of here. Don't try to start trying to get the stories deleted, Mr. Song. And that's my shit. I'm going to play that one more time, but I got it all on.
You can see who's in it. Oh, if we're talking about sex, girl, you know that I've been at that. And I'm on to the next. That's unless you bring a friend who with it. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you mad that I came to the party? Like, no, no, no. Took your girl to the club and now she gone. Now she asking me when I'm taking her home. I told her, let's go. Long as you know, cause I know when we get along, that I'm touching you tonight. I'm loving you tonight.
Wait, no.
I'm fucking you, girl. You must be used to spending, putting in that time. Touching, loving, fucking, can't make up my mind. While I'm deep up in it. Oh, and if they living right next, then I bet they know my name in a minute. Let me feel your body sweat. I promise I'll keep your body dripping. Oh, I'm sorry. Niggas mad cause I can't see the body. Like, no, no, no. Took your girl to the club and now she gone. Now she asking me when I'm taking her home. I told her, let's go. Long as you know, cause I know when we get along, that I'm touching you tonight. I'm loving you tonight.
Wait, no.
I'm fucking you, girl. You must be used to spending, putting in that time. Touching, loving, fucking, can't make up my mind.
Because I just want to fuck him. I never love him or cuff him. And when we done, I'ma duck him. He Ferragamo, the buckle. He Louis B on the duffel. The pussy wetter than puddles. I ride his dick like a shuttle. I said, real niggas let real bitches come first. And real bitches been bad bitches from birth. Kiss him when he coming. Make me more money last year than Mr. Drummond.
I'm touching you tonight.
What? What? You better act like you know, nigga. It's Nicki Minaj.
Uh-huh.
Welcome back. You already said that's aka Mrs. Misunderstood in the building. This is Green Leaf Network Live. Number 515-605-9329. Tonight is Green Leaf Network News. In which case we speak on celebrities. Are you kidding me? I just found some other shit that I didn't even know. So tonight we're speaking on Trey Songz. He has some new information in the news. I wanted to speak on that. But before we do that, I gotta trickle back just a little bit. I can see we're going to be a couple minutes. We're going to be a couple minutes late tonight. I got to trickle back just a little bit because I wasn't aware of these things as well before I speak on what I had to speak on tonight. So let me speak on these things as well in regards to Mr. Songz. So it appears to be an isolated incident. Okay. That's what an attorney for Trey Songz explained to a Michigan judge when described in an alleged violent altercation. This one happened in 2016 where the singer was accused of punching a Detroit police sergeant in the head. And then the cameraman, when he threw a mic stand off the stage. Okay, I didn't know that. If you knew, I didn't. However, time has proven that's not an accurate description of the musician's behavior. Over the past decade, Trey Songz, his name is Tremaine Neverson, has faced multiple accusations of both physical and sexual assault. Las Vegas police confirmed, as they investigated allegations of the sexual assault against Songz, the 37-year-old had been in a nightclub in a, it's called Cromwell Hotel, for his birthday. It says, the source told TMZ that after his performance in the club, Songz and his entourage took a group of women back to the hotel. Officials would not release any further details when contacted by the Daily News, including exactly when the alleged attack took place, but confirmed the incident occurred in the city and was reported to the department last Sunday. Okay, it says Las Vegas police said that Songz was cooperating with the investigation. His team did not return the request or comment when contacted about the incident. Then it goes on to say Songz, we already know his songs. We ain't going into that. So now just this year, he was let off the hook for an incident where he was seen on security footage in a scuffle with a Kansas City police officer when he says when he floated repeated warnings to when he was floated repeated warnings to wear his mask, he did not comply. It says, and they had to, when he was flaunted not to wear his mask, he did not comply. He was repeatedly warned to wear his mask. Okay, and so he got a lawsuit for that. I don't know how he got a lawsuit for that. Okay, because he got into altercation with the cops. They went back and forth. They got into altercation over a mask. Now, let's speed that up. Okay, so another one. It's a shame that no one took the girl in 2002 took her seriously. This is what she's saying, because he actually blacked my eye as well in this incident. Him blacking my eye resulted in him being arrested. That was swept under the rug. Okay, and then another incident. He became enraged when someone was taking a photo of him with his cell phone, and he yanked the phone out of her hand and tried to delete the photo. She said she didn't know that she had the bruise until she left the club, at which case her eyes blackened and she reported it. Okay, I want to make sure if I get everything before I give you the new stuff. So far, Songz has seen little, if no, professional consequences for steady stream of accusations. The singer is still slated to perform at the Story Chicago Theater for special New Year's concert. That was in the latter of the year. We are only in February.
And then they say earlier this year, he settled a $10 million civil complaint from a Jane Doe accuser in the courtroom. Okay, let's see what she claims. So she claims he picked her up after a New Year's party, and he sexually assaulted her and battered her. He proceeded to force her to cross her legs, placing his hands under her dress without her consent, attempting to insert his fingers into her without consent or permission. Now, the suit also claims, I don't get it all. The suit also claims the following, the alleged assault woman in a VIP area confided that Trey Songz had done something similar to her the same night. The second woman alleged that Songz also put his hands down her pants and placed his fingers into her buttocks without her consent. Are you kidding me? She alleged in the court papers that he failed to bring up about that complaint days before the statute of limitation had just expired, which is why it couldn't be brought up in the last case. Now, other parties were able to settle out of court according to the court documents. The terms of the settlement was not disclosed, and this new young lady never got a chance to get her story told. Now, another young lady says Los Angeles, she claimed the singer choked, punched, and knocked her. Then she was 27, knocked her to the ground in his L.A. rental. It says that she claims he did that because allegedly he became furious because she was talking to one of her friends about him on her phone while they were on a date. While on the ground, he continued to punch me. While on the ground, he continued to punch me and did not stop until security pulled him off of me. She said during the televised press conference, alongside her lawyer, he had the nerve to stand up and throw his then phone at her. This is in the press conference. We don't know none of this. Did you know any of this? I know none of this. She said, I had to go to the hospital because he hit me so hard, I had a concussion. She had a concussion and she was throwing up from the migraines. Like, I mean, come on. So the new shit, let me tell you the new shit. So the new shit, he actually gets into a fight with Jacquees in Dubai. So Jacquees posted. Well, let me just say, let's let Jacquees say for himself. We'll let you hear. We'll be right back.
Cap, I want the world to know this nigga Trey Songz is a period. This nigga's a bro. This nigga came in the club talking about rape. You talking about rape for niggas? Then you come outside the club and swing on your little brother. You was a Chris Brown the GOAT. You was a brother about a that ain't even my. You talking about that's with these niggas? The workers? You talking about people that came with these niggas? Hey, man. You niggas. You a rapist. And I don't give a f*** if you tell anybody anything about what we text you. Put the message on there, bro. You nigga. You can never come around me, you nigga.
What the hell going on Instagram today, boy? They say them black folk cunt up. They say the devil working. Ooh, he working through some of his children, not me. No, I'm God's child. I'm going to be the nigga. That way. Let a nigga go promote himself. Let the devil use
So this so welcome back to Greenleaf Network Live. This is Dutch, aka Miss Misunderstood. If you just tuning in, numbers 515-605-9329. Tonight we're doing celebrity news on Greenleaf Network News. We're talking about Trey Songz and Jacquay. So that's Jacquay basically saying all this information about Trey Songz. So he apparently, them two get into a disagreement in the club. So they say Trey Songz fucked them up. And then he, Jacquay has pictures of his now dreads ripped out of his head. At least six of them is ripped out of his head. And that's from Trey Songz ripping it. What the fuck are you doing ripping hair out of another man's head? What are you doing? What type of shit are you on? We already see what type of shit you on because of all of the back and forth. We already see what type of shit that you on, but you're ripping it out of his head. So now I have another, this source that I have, I don't know. To me, the source is a little iffy to me, but they always, you know, their content usually comes back to be the truth, So I was a little up in the air, so I didn't really want to play it until I was sure, so I'll just say it allegedly. So this other source brings to light that it's very possible that the reason between these two had nothing to do with no chick, because supposedly he says that when he says over these people in the video, he's showing pictures of the help, like the workers, and they all have black and white on. They have no idea what's going on. To me, if that was the case, they would at least know who or what he was talking about. But the other person with the information put up a video stating that they were arguing because they're dating. Yeah. So they say him and Jack Kreese has been dating, and he says in one of the videos, Jacquay says in one of the videos, I don't know what's wrong with Trey Songz. He's in here in Dubai trying to meet niggas. He's filming because there's a video of Trey Songz. Look it up. There's a video of him introducing himself to niggas in Dubai, you know, getting their numbers and stuff like that. So on this other person's, in their defense, they're basically trying to say this is what caused the argument, possibly. He didn't like that Trey Songz was doing, you know, showing love to other people. They got into it, and they got into this is what I don't understand. You supposed to be fist fighting? Are you not supposed to be fist fighting? I'm not condoning violence, but aren't you supposed to be fist fighting? Why is there any hair being pulled? I don't respect that at all. Why is any hair being pulled? And then in response, I look up the response to Trey Songz. Well, first, let me finish with him. So his hair is pulled out. Jacquay is pissed off. He gets on Instagram and he says what he says, how much of a bitch Trey Songz is. And on top of it, he tells Trey Songz, do not come back to Atlanta. He is not welcome back in Atlanta. Do not come back in Atlanta. He also says, not only don't come back to Atlanta, but don't come to North Carolina. Don't come to, he said North Carolina. He said Atlanta, North Carolina, and Florida. And then in response, Trey Songz posted a picture of him with a drink in his hand saying he's going to be at a tour in a city near you coming soon. So my thing is this. Of all of the women that I am sure that you can have, Mr. Songz, why and who was this bitch that you was fighting over that you need to pull your man hair? You pulling hair out? Do you know how hard you are? I'm a female. I've had plenty of fights. Do you know how hard you have to pull somebody's actual, you pulled them from the root, pulled them from the root of his hair out. the whole entire dread. Why are you pulling hair, bro? The fuck? So because and until I can get the clear information on if you two were in a relationship, but then it's another part. I couldn't let you hear it because he's I can't take certain things. You know, understand and respect that I have mental disease and I get triggered in certain things. And he's scraping a fucking fork across a plate. I can't take it. So I'm not going to play that just to get his story. I'll just tell you. So he is after this case. He's there, I guess, making his own salad or whatever. And he's just so nonchalant about the fact of why it happened and like, yeah, bro, why are you pulling hair? And I mean, just so soft with it and everything. And I mean, if you guys are doing that, that's what you do. That's on you. But I need to understand why Mr. Loverman, who wants to be in R. Kelly's shoes, not that those are shoes you would want to be in now, but before all this happened, you was basically fighting to be the baby R. Kelly. In my head, that means more than enough women. I mean, why are you fighting a dude to the point that you got to pull hair? And I believe it because look at all the other shit that I just read about you. Those things are not untrue. This is public information. People can look this up and read this about you. That's how I found it. I'm already mad at you anyway, true story, because back in the days when I had first started, I don't know if Mr. Will remember this, but back in the days when I had first started, a colleague of ours was helping me, you know, learn how to do Twitter and things like that. And I wasn't really understanding how you did it. I understood that it was celebrities there, but I thought because if we on the same page, if I could see your name, I thought I could just click on it, whatever. And so at the time, I was a big Trey Songz fan, and I was hitting him up, like, on some everyday, hey, how you doing, whatever, I have a radio station, blah, blah, blah. I thought that's how you, and this nigga got my account flagged. Fuck you. So he got my account flagged. What? What? So, I've been a little salty since then. So we gonna go. We got a little bit more time left. We gonna go. I want to get into this. I know the reason. I don't know if you know the reason, but we need to get into the fact of why Dre, Eminem, and Snoop Dogg is in jail right now. All three of them? I already know. And then, yeah. I'm going to address this because I'm not no punk-ass bitch, and I'm going to address it. I'm getting slack, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm a very big P. Diddy fan, and they hit beating me in the head with, why you prolonging it? You dragging it? Why you ain't do Diddy story yet? Because you blah, blah. I'm going to get to him. To him. I will. The fuck? I'm disappointed in these things that I hear, that I see. And yes, I put my blinders on because I didn't want to believe any of it. But I ain't going to hold you. Orlando Brown, and we got to put him down in the mix. Orlando Brown woke me up. He really did. And I didn't even watch him as a kid. I ain't gonna hold you. But he woke me up. Now, I don't know. I guess I believe. We be right back. Don't move. When we come back, we're gonna find out what Dre, Snoop, and Eminem did. Like, are they in the same prison? How does that work? I don't know. We about to see right now. We be back. Greenleaf Network Live.
Bring it back. Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up.
All the way up.
I'm all the way up.
All the way up.
I'm all the way up.
All the way up.
I'm all the way up.
Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up.
door. Give a fuck rep my city, it's New York from my core. Sam sounding like I'm fitting in a fight. And why she so hyper? I think they just mad cause my bars were way nicer. Crimes undeniable, splitted and well blended. To my team stay committed, by any means go get it. Double it, triple it, quadruple on the cash. Get some bitches on deck, carry weight in their ass. Right now we on some rap shit, can quickly get gutter. Fuck 50 for free, bitch, front if you wanna. On that D, mix with that loud and that perk. Keep that nickel plated love clock, hold it on the skirt. You hating on me, Rupa, I can show you how I work. One shot, two shot, get your kidneys through your skirt. I'm all the way up, they calling me the answer. My name's spreading through the fucking game like
answer.
Whole squad winning, East Mr. Perfect, call me Kurt Hennig. On the way up and it's the last inning. Said all we do is win and it's been from the beginning. May 22nd, leak a hustle section. I'm a real Bronx nigga B. You can check my reference. As long as I'm around B, you gon' be in second. And I'm gon' make it hard for the niggas don't respect it. The piff is injected, the bars infected. Connected so connected, go together like it's Tetris. Swag and my exes, so the wifey is my exit. Told you from the presence, only right you get the message. So all the way up, I wake up, I see the stars, nigga. All the way up, my basement, that shit is Mars. And I never lay up, can't say my shit ain't hard. Can't stop me, the Glock stocky, nigga, watch
all
me.
All the way up, all the way up, all the way up. I'm all the way up, I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up, I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up, all the way up, all the way up, I'm all the way up, all the way up, I'm all the way up, nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up, all the way up.
Good day.
It's
you gonna make it better?
Yeah. What about here?
Right.
I wanna get engaged.
Okay.
Come on.
You serious?
What you gonna buy me? A ring pop?
You got me in this janky spot. Trying to go home.
I got a little surprise for you.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. And everything you need is in that bag. Just have fun, and I'll see you later.
What the hell is this? What you mean you see me later?
Why you gotta act so naughty? Oh, nana, I'm about to spend all this cash. Oh,
love is nice.
Oh, nah, nah, nah.
Keep your hands in the air if you're spending the night.
Oh, nah, nah, nah. Oh, nah, 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 nah.
Everybody say it like.
Oh, nah, nah, nah. Oh, nah, 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 nah.
Everybody say it.
You the one that's hella bad, yeah. You the one they never had, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the problems you done had, yeah. Lead them broke fellas in the past, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good, but I could give you better. I'll have you thinking about forever. I'm excited.
Oh, na na na. Oh.
Look what you done started.
Look what you done started.
Oh, na na.
Oh, na na.
Why you gotta act so naughty?
Acting a fool.
Oh, na na. About to spend all this cash. Oh, na na
na na.
If you keep shaking that.
Oh.
If you're loving
the night, oh, nah, nah, nah.
Keep your hands in the air if you're spending the night.
Oh, nah, 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 oh, nah, 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 nah.
Everybody say it like.
Oh, nah, 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 oh, nah, 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 nah.
Everybody say it.
You real funny. That's how you feel? Come here.
You're not done yet.
Right. Come here.
This has to come off. Now.
I ain't with it.
Now.
Hi.
I'm feeling lucky tonight. When we leave this party, you gon' love me tonight.
Everybody say,
you feelin' lucky tonight,
girl.
When we leave this party, you gon' love me tonight.
Put your hands up. Put your hands in the air if you're loving tonight.
Fuck you, stupid bitch!
Shame on you!
Fuck up!
What are you doing? I lost
Yeah, all I know is I'm upstairs, I'm listening to my Will Smith CD, and I've seen all these claims going everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Hold on a minute, bitch.
Yo,
hey, hold on a minute. Yo, Detroit, what? Detroit, what?
Okay, thank you, sir.
Detroit, baby.
From Dresses to reporting live, News Channel 8, I'm Danielle Moto. Back in the
street. And when the cop came to me and Dre stood next to a burnt down house, with a can full of gas and a handful of matches, and still weren't found out.
Right here.
So from here on out, it's a chronic tune. Starting the day, and tomorrow's the noon. And I'm still local enough to choke you to death with a Charleston suit. Slim Shady, hotter than a set of twin babies. And a Mercedes Benz with the windows up when the tip goes up to the mid-80s. Calling men ladies. Sorry, Doc, but I've been crazy. There's a way that you can save me. It's okay, go with him, Haley. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say. But nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. The motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say. But nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. The motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre.
If it was up to me, you motherfuckers would stop coming up to me with your hands out looking up to me like you want something free. When my last CD was out, you wasn't bumping me. But now that I got this little company, everybody wanna come to me like it was some disease. But you won't get a crumb from me, cause I'm from the streets of... I told them all, all them little gangsters, who you think helped mold them all? Now you wanna run around talking about guns like I ain't got none. What you think I sold them all? Cause I stay well off. Now all I get is hate mail all day saying Dre fell off. What, cause I've been in the lab with a pen in the pad trying to get this damn label off? I ain't having that, this is the millennium of aftermath. It ain't gonna be nothing after that. So give me one more platinum plaque and fuck rap, you can have it back. So where's all the mad rappers at? It's like a jungle in a habitat. But all you savage cats know that I was strapped with gas when you were cuddling a cabbage patch.
Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say. But nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. The motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre.
Who's next? Coming in soft and it's hit from Bronson. In collaboration with the Dre from Compton. I came to play a little something.
Hitman at your service. Highly inflicted tongue talents making all nervous. Y'all faking. I'm 4-9 with my rhymes on purpose. Y'all hating. Pop up with Dre. Y'all nervous. Y'all waiting. Anticipating my arrival. California survivalist. Smash on any man rival this. Blast on anyone who don't ride with him. Y'all better buy my issue.
Welcome back in the building. The Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood. We're live in my green hood. Man, oh man. I never thought that I would be reading this news. Never. But that's what I'm here for. So just a fact check. It is true, Dr. Dre. We're going to start with Dre. Dre was arrested in Tupac's murder case. Says, yes, just how the title might shock anyone who reads it, Dr. Dre has been speculated to be one of the suspects in Tupac's murder case. It's worth mentioning that both Dr. Dre and Tupac Shakur were prominent figures in the hip-hop industry during the 1990s. Dr. Dre and Tupac had a professional creative relationship within the content of hip-hop music industry. So he says, previously that he was arrested and he didn't seem to have anything to do with it, but he has been, you know, he's in there. They got him. My mind is blown. It says the allegations of being involved with Tupac's murder is a sensitive subject, and it has to be treaded lightly. You have to speak with this with caution, and so I will do that. So we don't have to say allegedly he has been arrested and he is in the bing in regards to it. Wow, really, Dre. When we come back, we're going to see what Eminem and Snoop did. Don't move.
okay. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spot that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. How? My last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed, they wanna know how I feel about
it. You ain't up on pain.
Dr. Dre is the name, I'm ahead of my game. Still puffin' my leaf, still with the beats. Still not loving police. Still rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease. Still got love for the streets, reppin' 213. Still the beat bang, still doing my thing. Since I left, ain't too much change.
Still, I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
Since
the last time you heard from me, I lost some friends. Well, hell, me and Snoop, we dipping again. Kept my ear to the streets, signed Eminem. He's triple platinum, doing 50 a week. Still, I stay close to the heat. And even when I was close to defeat, I rose to my feet. My life's like a soundtrack, I wrote to the beat. Street rap like Cali weed, I smoke till I sleep. Wake up in the AM, compose a beat. I bring the fire till you're soaking in your seat. It's not a fluke, it's been tried, I'm the truth. Since turn out the lights from the world-class wrecking crew. I'm still at it, after mathematics. In the home of drive-bys and acmatics. Swap me, sticky green and bad traffic. I dip through, then I give you the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E. It ain't nothing but mohawk shit. Another classic CD for y'all to vibe with. Whether you're cooling on the corner with your fly, lay back in the shack, play this track. I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
I'll break your neck, damn near put your face in your lap. Try to be the king, but the ace is back.
So you ain't up on
things. Dr. Dre be the name, still running the game. Still got it wrapped like a mummy. Still ain't trippin', love to see young blacks get money. Spend time out the hood, take their moms out the hood. Hit my boys off a job, no more living hard. Barbecues every day, driving fancy cars. Still gon' get mine regardless.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
Like that? Right back up in you. 9-5 plus 4 pennies. Add that stuff. D.R.E. Right back up on top of things. Smoke some with your dog. No stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks. Some of that real sticky, icky, icky. Ooh-wee. Put it in the air, air, air. Boy, use a fool, D.R.
Sometimes
time. Don't wanna get on TV and just let loose, but can't. But it's cool for Tom Green to hump a dead moose. My bum is on your lips, my bum is on your lips. And if I'm lucky, you might just give it a little kiss. And that's the message that we deliver to little kids. And expect them not to know what a woman's clitoris is. Of course they're gonna know what intercourse is. By the time they hit fourth grade, they got the Discovery Channel. Don't they? We ain't nothing but mammals. Well, some of us cannibals who cut other people open like cantaloupes. But if we can hunt dead animals and antelopes, then there's no reason that a man and another man can't elope. But if you feel like I feel, I got the antidote. Women, wave your pantyhose, sing the chorus, and it goes.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up.
Got a cuss in his raps to sell records. Well, I do, so fuck him and fuck you too. You think I give a damn about a Grammy? Half of you critics can't even stomach me, let alone stand me. But Slim, what if you win? Wouldn't it be weird? Why? You guys can just lie to get me here, so you can sit me here next to Britney Spears? Excuse me, Christina Aguilera better switch me chairs, so I can sit next to Carson Daly and Fred Durst, and hear him argue over who she gave head to first. Little bitch put me on blast on MTV. Yeah, he's cute, but I think he's married to Kim. I have to download her audio on MP3 and show the whole world how you gave him an MBD. I'm sick of you little girl and boy groups, all you do is annoy me, so I have been sitting here to destroy you. And there's a million of us just like me, who cuss like me, who just don't give a fuck like me, who dress like me, walk, talk, and act like me, and just might be the next best thing, but not quite me.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up, please stand up.
I'm like a head trip to listen to, cause I'm only giving you things you joke about with your friends inside your living room. The only difference is I got the balls to say it in front of y'all, and I don't gotta be false or sugar-coated at all. I just get on the mic and spit it, and whether you like to admit it, I just shit it better than 90% of you rappers out can. Then you wonder how can kids eat up these albums like volumes. It's funny, cause at the rate I'm going when I'm 30, I'll be the only person in a nursing home flirting. Pinch the nurse's asses when I'm jacking off a Jergens and I'm jerking, but this whole bag of Viagra isn't working. And every single person is a Slim Shady lurking. He could be working at Burger King, spitting on your onion rings, or in the parking lot circling, screaming I don't give a fuck, with his windows down and his system up. So will the real Shady please stand up and put one of those fingers on each hand up and be proud to be out of your mind and out of control. And one more time, loud as you can, how does it go?
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating.
All right, you already welcome back to the world of Greens. That is our main, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood. So tonight we're speaking on celebrity news and, so Buzz How, they say Eminem and Snoop Dogg was arrested also in regards to Tupac's murder. So I'm gonna play this little clip. We got about 6 minutes left in the show. I want to see if I can get this little clip. I didn't get all my information now. So we're gonna have to come back with the Eminem. But I want to see if I can play this little clip real quick for you to hear. I had really three more clips, but I'm gonna play this little clip. See if I can get it in 3 minutes. We got 6 minutes left. I'll come back in 3 minutes.
Hit that like button. Shout out to Anthony for smashing the like button. Check your cash up, Anthony. Gene already exposed everything. We got Snoop Dogg portraying Tupac. Remember, Tupac treated Snoop Dogg like his brother, man. They just got him with everything. They done found a lot of evidence on Snoop Dogg. I want y'all to pay attention, man.
So now, when we was out of California that whole 2 weeks, you understand? Snoop was calling Big them.
Spoken hustle is, it's like you try to let him know that, you know, you can't do something, but you're really great at it. Or you try to fool a guy like, yo, I ain't really got nothing to do with it, but you got your hands all in it. So now, when we was out of California that whole 2 weeks, you understand? Snoop was calling Big them. And every time if Big get off the phone and get off and stuff like that, you know, I guess he wasn't letting Snoop know where he was at, or he was didn't let them know what they were doing and everything like that. Because Big was like, yo, this is asking us what we doing, where we going. But Snoop ain't never come to the studio. I'm in your town and you my man and you supposed to be my boy like that. I'ma come see you. In a whole 2 weeks time, Snoop ain't never come see him. So Big was like on some, like, I'm not letting this know where I'm at, or I'm not going like this. And then he got a call that Snoop wasn't even in L.A. Snoop was calling them, and he was supposed to be in Miami at the time. He wasn't in L.A.
He's snitching on everybody that was involved in this Tupac case, man. I want everybody to like this video and subscribe, man. Everybody is going down, man. TPD bringing everybody under the bus. I want y'all to know that Snoop Dogg was with Tupac and Suge Knight the day before, you know, Tupac got killed, man. Right before they got shot up. The next day was in, oh, they was all in New York together, man. Tupac, Snoop Doggy Dogg, Suge Knight, and a couple other affiliates. So the next day, prior to that, man, Tupac and Suge Knight went to the Mike Tyson fight, which everybody knows that, you know, it was in New York the day before they were Snoop Dogg. And Snoop Dogg was trying to tell them, man, you know, we got to stop beefing, you know, with Puff Daddy and Tupac, man. You know, let's get money, man. Let's focus on the music. And, you know, P. Diddy told Snoop Dogg to try to force them to get cool with them. If they don't get cool with them, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna have my little homies kill Tupac after the fight. So Snoop Dogg was, he already knew, he already had that in his head that, man, Tupac finna get killed, Tupac finna die. Because this how you know he knew, because he would have went to the Mike Tyson fight. Why didn't he go to the Mike Tyson fight with Tupac and Suge Knight? They stayed together. They was always together, man. When you seen Tupac, you seen Suge Knight. When you seen Suge Knight, you seen Snoop Dogg. You seen all three of them dudes together in pictures, videos, etc., everything, man. Snoop Dogg got all the answers, man. He know for a fact that Tupac was finna get killed after that fight, man. And that's why he tried to convince them to get cool with P. Diddy. That's why he tried to convince them to get cool with P. Diddy, man. I want y'all to know, all this shit happened, man. All this stuff happening, bro. It's falling in the mix, man. It's falling in the mix, man. Snoop Dogg wanted them to be cool with P. Diddy and Notorious, man. He wanted them all to be cool with each other, but Tupac didn't listen, man. He was all at the mouth, man. Man, F y'all niggas. Snoop, but Tupac literally dissed Snoop Doggy Dogg in the song, man. I'm telling y'all, bro, Tupac was taking a lot of Snoop Dogg shine, and that's why, you know, Dogg, he wanna to collab with, you know, with Biggie, man, and, you know, P. Diddy. He tried to get cool with them. He tried to be on good terms with them, because y'all gotta understand, man, like, everything was falling for him. Once Pac got in the picture, once he dropped that California Love and, you know, Picture Me Rolling, man, he hurt a lot of people, especially with that Picture Me Rolling, man. That was a hard diss. A hard diss towards, you know, P. Diddy and Biggie, man. Bad Boy. Yes, man, he dissed them very hard, man. I want everybody to pay attention to everything what's going on. The feds been searching. They've been tapping people's phones, and they got a lot of information on this whole Tupac case. That's why they've been picking up more suspects that's involved in this situation. I need y'all to hit that like button and subscribe to the channel. If you watching this video, if you made it,
OMG. I didn't even get to put in about Eminem. Eminem also got arrested in regards to the same case. I guess I'm going to have to, I ain't going to leave y'all hanging next week. I'll set it off with what Eminem did. I'm sure it will be some updates on Eminem, but this shit is crazy. I can't wait to get to the Tupac is Alive shit. What I saw, my mind is completely blown. If you're listening, Pac, I don't got no beef. I told them niggas you wasn't going nowhere. Please come here. In the world of green, please, 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 please. I'm jumping up and down. My hand is raised. Come right here. You can come right here, my nigga. Oh, 100. But we're going to get out of here. Love, peace, and hair grease. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. I don't even know what today is. What's tomorrow? Oh, tomorrow's night. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. I will be dropping a new pair of sneakers or boots, a new pair of shoes, new outfit, a couple of previews on the magazine. Everything Dutch tomorrow. Happy Dutch Day.